Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the In Spirit Flow podcast, where we deep dive into topics that business owners and entrepreneurs need to really amplify their business and create more passion and flow into their lives. I'm your host, Bree, and I absolutely love helping you design a business and a life you truly love so that you can fulfill your God-given purpose and maximize your gifts to share with the world. I am really excited to be talking about today's topic. It is something near and dear, close to my heart, and I see a lot of people struggling with, and it's a lifelong journey to work on. Today's topic is mental health in business. A lot of people think of mental health as a weakness, and I want to let you know that your weakness is actually your superpower. So, just a little about me and my background. I majored in psychology back in school, and I minored in sociology. So a lot of people, when I say that, they think, they ask me if I can read their mind or tell what they're thinking. And I think they're confusing it with being a psychic and psychology maybe. Nonetheless, they are not the same thing. I don't read minds. I really just enjoy learning about people, why they do what they do, why they think what they think, and how do we alter that if it's undesirable? So to me, that is mental health. Are we where we want to be or not? And in today's society, people are getting more comfortable talking about mental health, but there's still this big stigma around it that mental health is a bad thing. If you have a mental illness, anything that is labeled as a mental illness, then it's a bad thing and you have something wrong with you. And I'm here to kind of blow the roof off of that idea today. So I want you to think of what you consider a weakness and how it might actually be a strength. Now, for example, I myself am an introvert and I have struggled with anxiety. And in the past, I've struggled with depression a lot worse, but it still does come around on some days. And that's not something anybody is proud of, but guess what? It's actually pretty normal. Because in case you didn't know, in today's world, there is a lot of evil going on. There is a lot of oppression. There is a lot of subliminal messaging that is meant to bring us down. And whether you want to believe that or not, it is true. And that's why I believe so strongly in combating that with a strong faith mentality that gets us through every single day, because we are being bombarded with negativity and we're being bombarded with how we're supposed to think and feel all the time. Our media is fear-based, and now a lot of people in our society spit out the same thing that they hear, and it's just a lot of negativity and debate and so on and so forth. So we're not here to talk about any of that. What we're here to talk about is the opposite. How we combat that and how we stand up against it. We're not choosing to ignore that it is real, but if you look at everything as energy and it's positive or negative, there's a lot of negative energy out there. We watch a lot of negative things on TV. A lot of the common themes are violence and conflict and, you know, fear-based. Whereas there's actually just as much good in the world. We just don't see it. We're not being fed the good stuff as much. So I want you to think a little bit about what if you had a total natural approach to mental health, more of a neutral approach. So I am how I am, and it's also changeable. And I don't mean that I need to take a pill or change myself because something's wrong with me, but maybe it's just a way to work through something. Maybe it's an opportunity. And maybe instead of masking these feelings that I have with a pill, which is what we're also getting conditioned to believe, mental health is solved by taking a prescription, which really just numbs the pain, numbs the problem, and can actually even bring on more problems and more issues that you didn't even want to deal with to begin with. What if we took a more neutral approach and were more baseline? I myself don't take any medications. I do take supplements that help with mental health, but these are completely natural, over-the-counter type things that are not prescribed by a doctor, and they are not meant to suppress feelings. They just encourage feelings of happiness and joy and serotonin and so on and so forth. One of my common supplements I take is magnesium. I think most people are deficient in that, so I would recommend you consider taking magnesium after you do a little research. But it's affordable and it helps me feel a little more calm when I do struggle with anxiety. But let's think about anxiety really quickly. What are the characteristics of anxiety? Well, anxiety is basically worrying about the future. And depression is commonly feeling down about the past or down about the present. We don't like where we are. But the truth about depression and the truth about where we are now is it's just a result of what we've done in the past, which can be changed going forward if we do something different today. So if we think about anxiety as worrying about the future, could we come up with anything that's maybe positive about that trait of looking in the future? I think we could. But what a lot of us do is we worry about it, we try to control the future, and we need to really understand who's in control. And here's where the faith-based part is the biggest thing you can lean on when it comes to your mental health. God is in control, but you have to give him your problems. You have to give them all up to him and surrender. You have to know that you are here to take action and take appropriate steps in alignment with his plan for you, but ultimately he's in control. So if you know that, it takes some of the pressure off of you. Take some of that weight off your shoulders. Because now all you have to do is make a conscious effort in the right direction and pray to God each day to help you on this journey and to make the miracles happen, because that's what he does. He moves the pieces that we can't see. He makes stuff happen that is meant to happen. Everything's meant to happen that is happening. So if you accept that, if you can learn to accept that, you're going to take a deep breath and relax. Because maybe you're not meant to be anywhere that you aren't right now. Maybe you're right where you're supposed to be, and this is to learn something, to prepare you for something. Maybe the trauma that you've gone through is going to help you later in life or help you help someone else. Faith plays a huge role. And faith is not just believing that everything is going to work out and everything will be okay. That's not what faith is. It is knowing who's in control and relinquishing up that belief that you can do anything about it. You pray and you give it to God, and there's your peace. Easier said than done, but it's a daily practice. Now that said, God doesn't want us to stand by and do nothing. We are meant to reflect, learn about our mistakes, what we could have done differently, what we could have done better. Make moves. We're meant to change. We're not meant to be stagnant. We're not meant to do the same thing over and over and expect a different result. That is insanity. So, in order to do that, we really need to look in the mirror, reflect on what we're doing, what we are putting out into the world, what might need some changes, and we need to pivot. That's the best we can do, and it doesn't happen all in a day. So, back to examining anxiety a little bit. It is the fear of the unknown. It's the need to want to control the outcome or the future. And when you understand that life is a journey, we are not meant to be in control of it all. He's in control. We can let go. and we can just do our best each and every day. Now, that's not a cop-out. I know a lot of people that say, I did my best when they failed. And you can just tell by the way they say it, they did not do their best. They really probably put very minimal effort forward. So I don't love that saying, but if you really do your best, you can lay your head down easy at night. Now, I want to think about what could be the positives of having anxiety, for an example. It means you have many thoughts, many ideas swirling around in your head, and typically that equals overwhelm. We get analysis, paralysis, we don't take any steps forward, we stay stagnant for a very long time because there's too much going on in our head. But many ideas are a good thing. They just need to be organized and prioritized. Isn't it great to have a lot of ideas that you want to act upon? You're just stuck because you don't know where to start. And it's normal to want to be somewhere different than where you are. We're human beings. We are meant to grow and change and evolve, become better versions of ourselves. And we are constantly learning. It's a process that never stops. So your weakness is your strength. If you have anxiety about doing something new because you're worried about what people will think, well, what does that really mean? It means you care. You care because you want to make an impact. And you shouldn't be so attached to your ego that you're worried of what people will think, but it's not a bad thing to care. It's a worse thing to not care at all. So I want you to think of what your quote-unquote weaknesses are, and I want you to flip them into a positive. Be honest with yourself. Don't be your worst critic. We're all pretty good at that most of the time. There's a lot of great things you can say by you can be real with yourself, but also be loving towards yourself. Have a little grace towards yourself, as if you were speaking to a family member that you love. You want to be real and honest with yourself, but also be understanding and forgiving and encouraging. See the good in yourself. You probably have a ton of characteristics that make you uniquely you. And that is your superpower. And maybe you're just labeling it as a weakness. When really, being an introvert, for example, is a strength. You know why? Because that allows me to really be a great listener. I can listen to what other people are saying and I can empathize with what they're going through because I may feel something similar. I understand a fear of public speaking. I'm not the opposite version of another person who is shy. I can really relate to them. And even though I'm shy, I'm working through things that I know are good for me, and I'm making this podcast for you. This does not come easy. I do not enjoy seeing myself on camera, but I'm doing this for you. And when you get out of your head and you get on purpose, your life blooms because God allows it to. That's what He wants. So realize that life and business, for that matter, are a journey. I want you to just jot down some things in your life that need improvement and jot down some things that you're really good at. Maybe jot down the things that you have labeled as a weakness and then flip it and see how that could be your strength. The thing you are really good at because you understand it. I want you to remember, your past is behind you. Your future is what defines you. Your future depends on what you do today. You aren't who you've been. You are who you will be. And you're meant to constantly change. Now, negative, intrusive thoughts, I need you to realize they come straight from the devil. I mean, there's just no other thing about it. He is meant to suppress God's purpose for you. And all these negative things that come at us in society, and all these people who aren't led by faith get impressed upon and they repeat the same stuff like a parrot, these all come from the devil. He wants to bring you down so that you can't serve your purpose, which comes directly from God. That's God's will. And He wants to suppress that. So it's important that you stand up for your faith, stand up for your purpose, and be bold and courageous each day. That is your why. And you need to really understand and relate to that, because you're going to have to remember that every single day when those negative thoughts come back into play and you're trying to knock them out of here. So are you going to let Satan win? The devil, are you going to let him win, or are you going to stand up and fight for the goodness of God that lives in your heart? Now, you're meant to enjoy this journey of life, of business. Wherever you are now is right where you're supposed to be. And if you're not happy with that, realize that this is a journey. Okay, this is a journey. And it's going to take time for you to get to where you're going, but it also takes actions in the right direction. So it's important for you to really get aligned with that purpose. And you bring the energy to the table each day. The energy that you bring completely affects how you feel. They're almost one and the same. And that affects the end result. So it's important that every day you prime yourself to have this energy of living out your purpose, doing the things you said you would do so that you get to have that impact on others, whatever that purpose may be. It's important. It's God's will. You are his missionary by living that purpose. And so you have to fight the devil, slay those demons each and every day. That burning desire that you have to do more comes from God. Don't ignore it. Don't suppress it. And guess what? You can't. It's always going to come back. So that wraps up today's topic on mental health, a different perspective on it. We don't want to change ourselves because we're bad. We want to change ourselves because we know we can be better. And that version of you that you imagine, you've seen, you've visualized, and it feels far away, it's not. It's real. And that version of you is there to serve you. It's there to guide you on your purpose. So I hope that this was helpful. Know that you're not alone. I don't know a statistic, but I would say the majority of people struggle with mental health in some way, shape, or form. And maybe you should consider that it's actually your strength. So thanks so much for listening to this podcast. Please come over. I'd like to personally invite you to connect with me in my new Facebook group. It is for women. It is called Small Business Women Fueled by Faith. It's on Facebook, and we are going to be doing some exclusive free workshops. I'm going to be posting all these videos in the group so you can really kind of connect with me on a deeper level than just listening to my voice. And we're really building a community over there. We're helping each other out with what small business owners go through, especially when they are faith-led and are trying to navigate this world. So thanks so much for listening today. I hope to see you over in the group, Small Business Women Fueled by Faith. Yeah.